I was just listening to the song and thought that I might as well have y'all join me listen to it. I've got it hooked up to my TV, so you probably can't hear the music that good. I'll have to change that, but great tune to start out with.
Came from Nashville with a suit. suitcase in her hand. She says she'd like to meet a boy who looks like Elvis. And she walks along the edge of where the ocean meets the land, just like she's walking on a wire in a circus. She parks her car outside of my house and takes her clothes off. Says she's close to understanding Jesus, and she knows she's more than just a little misunderstood. She has trouble acting normal when she's nervous around here. We're carving out our names around here. We all look the same around here. We talk just like liars, but we sacrifice like lambs around here. She's slipping through my hands. Oh, sleep bitch, you better run like the wind. Can't you see my walls are crumbling? And she looks up at the building, says she's thinking of jumping. She says she's tired of life, she must be tired of something around here. She's always on my mind around here. Hey man,
play another one that is not really, when you think of August and everything after, you think of like Anna Begins and Purple Blue Buildings, just amazing Grammy award winning type stuff. I'm gonna do just kind of more of a just straight song. It's got pretty much, I'm no musician, but it's got, it's much more structured than And it begins our Perfect Blue Buildings, which if you'd like for me to sing, I can. Just let me know. Put it on comment on Facebook. I've been having trouble with this charging situation. My phone is not accepting a charge like it should, and it's causing just a tiny bit of a delay, but not really, because it's all good.
Staring back at me. I think of flying down in your sea of pens and feathers and all of the instruments of faith and sex and God and the belly of black when you burn. Don't try to feed me, cause I've been here before and I deserve a little more. I'm alone in the service of
my neighbors walking around upstairs. I don't know if that means that they're mad at me or if right in that, what you think late at night when you live like in a multi-unit building. Let's find a song to play instead of using phrases like multi-unit building. Oh my goodness. All right. Oh, Lenny Kravitz is the person who I think could rival, his first three albums could rival Pearl Jam's first three albums. So we're going to play some Lenny Kravitz right now. I don't even know where to begin, really. Jeez. We're going to do something off his second album that is rarely played. He actually did the guitarist from Guns N' Roses, Slash, made an appearance on this album. This isn't it. Those fools are trying to fool me, but can't do it that quite easy. All right. And I always like this one. I don't even need to say anything about that song. It's so good. And there's so many on this album that way. But we're going to go Let's go to his first album. Yep, we'll go that route. Why not? Why not? It's some beautiful music. Beautiful music. So the question is, which musical album trilogy is better? Pearl Jam, 10, followed by Daughter, followed by Vitalogy versus the first three Lenny Kravitz albums, Let Love Rule, the album that Stand by Your Woman is on, and then third one, it's got that really, it's got Illuretha on it. I don't know. I've already going to go my way. So I'm looking at his first album now, and so many good songs. Kravitz. So we've played a song from Versus, a song from Vitalogy, a song from Lenny Kravitz's second album and his first album. So now we're going to play a song from 10. The album 10 came out, boom, right in 1999 and rocked the world. Rocked the world. Dang, is that all they have on? I guess. sucks. Hang on. It's a different way to get y'all the best results. Because I love y'all. Gosh. It's difficult. I'm going to play a song called Garden. great stuff by Pearl Jam. Great stuff. At the end of this album, there's amazing. But we'll have to save that for a later time, I guess. And get back to playing music. Music, I'm gonna play. No, that's not what I meant to type.
Can I put in something like, this is American music, take one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you like American music? I like American music. Don't you like American music?
Great tune, great band. I was gonna play another song, but I forgot what I was gonna play. Man, jeez, the wedding dancers would be would be like, I'd have to break out. Well, I wasted like 10 minutes. Dang. So now I've got to find some more songs, so that's not what I was going to play. Let me get to where I need to be in YouTube Music.
major move right here, baby. You gotta get with it and get lost. That's it.
Yeah. It's Young Lord. Reporting live from Atlanta, Georgia. F.A. Decatur West Grace. And I want all my sexy ladies to report to the dance floor immediately. We gon' go to glide this one, y'all. Dance be greased. Yeah,
right off the back, man, the boy got dollars. The women come frequent like flight mileage. It ain't no secret. I might holler, but I ain't gon' switch ya, baby. I'ma let ya catch ya, put ya gang, run faster. Don't let them lose ya, cause I ain't gon' bless ya. Unless ya feel a little desperate, send a text message, girl.
Stop the way you mean it. The way you move that girl, you done got my heart all in it. And I just wanna be with you tonight. Girl, please, I'm a player, yeah, it's true. But I changed the game for you. I wanna see what it do. Can I be free? This is how I feel. I'm in need of love. Let's dip a bottle of me. Ooh, you're just my type. Everything's alright. And I just wanna cheer. Let's dip a bottle of me. Let's dip a bottle of me. It's fine too, but I want you. She's fine too, but I want you. I'll admit it, this just ain't no game, this just ain't words that I'm feeling. If you could see the thoughts that's in my head, and I'm tripping, I'm playing, yeah, it's true. But I changed the game for you. I wanna see what it do. Can I be free? This is how I feel. I'm in need of love. So let's dip a bottle of me. Ooh, you're just my type. Everything's alright. So I just want to cheer. Let's dip a bottle of me. Dip a bottle of me. Fine too, but I want you. She's fine too, but I want you.
A baby, the key to the ladies, keys to the safe, but please say the baby. We need a patrol, even in the AM. We should be alone, we can get a day in. You like what I'm saying, and come around and wait in. We can go inside and stay in. Tell the homeboy you're staying. You've been taken, gone. Turn me on, and mama turn him. Yeah, you know I love you like cooked food. You know you're fucking with a good dude. You know you give good brain like you graduated from a good school. You know I'm a good move, you should do me. Hey, shorty, what it is? The car to who it is? The shorty do it big. The party at my crib. That's the party in the hills. You call it what you want, cause she can call it what she feels.
This is how I feel. I'm in need of love. So let's dip a bottle of me. Ooh, you're just my type. Everything's alright. So I just want to cheer. Let's dip a bottle of me. Dip a bottle of me. She's fine too, but I want you. She's fine too, but I want you.
I ain't never the down bottom, you know what I mean?
Street my big love, come on.
Me and Lil Lord, baby. Long hair, don't care. So what up, Ryan? I see you, baby. Yeah. It's a major move right here, baby. I ain't talking fast, it's just you listening slow. You know what I mean? You ain't trying to hear me, then don't hurt me. Fuck up out of here. I ain't being mean, but you so mean and jean. You know what I mean? So what you want me to do? You.
This is one of the greatest rap songs of all time. You, Lloyd. I don't know how much time we have left on here. 55 minutes and 9 seconds I've been on this podcast with y'all. And I hope y'all have enjoyed it. I finally got some drywall up in my house. That's good news. So try to keep it positive. W. Josh, or excuse me, K. Josh, not W. Josh. Maybe one of these days, W. Josh, hopefully, right? Pay some of these bills I have. Yeah. All right. Well, gosh, we only have 4 minutes left together. It's the Annunciation today, or was. This is 12:57, March the 12:37, March the 26th. Yesterday was the Annunciation of Our Lady. And I always like to share the story of Hannah whenever we talk about Mary. Hannah was Samuel's mother. She was barren. And in fact, there's a great passage in 1 Samuel that is probably, it's one of my, one or two of my favorite passages in sacred scripture, maybe three. But they really could all be interchangeable, because that's how the spiritual life works. Hannah went to Shiloh, where they kept the Ark of the Covenant before the temple was built, and prayed, and the priest there, who ended up raising Samuel, said, "Woman, are you drunk?" But Hannah prayed, and she prayed that God, may I have a son. If I have a son, I will offer it to you. And that's what she did. She left Samuel to Eli. So Samuel comes prophet of Israel, appoints Saul. That didn't work out. Appoint. He anoints. That plays a critical role, really, up until the so-called enlightenment. It really wasn't that enlightened. But 58 minutes and 36 seconds. Through Samuel, David was anointed king, the root of Jesse, the ruddy youth. That goes back to Socrates. Socrates is perhaps the wisest man in the world, but his physical appearance was perhaps the most ugly. 1 minute left. So the Annunciation is all about us opening our hearts to invite God into those spaces that we need healed. Because if we advance peace in our interior heart, we advance peace in the world.